It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. The Fox Across America game ball presentation is upon us. Try not to get emotional. I know I am doing my best. It was a great week. I think the issue that mattered the most to me was student loan forgiveness, because I just think it's a scam from top to bottom. But there's so much about it in the media that I actually wanted to do like a little bit of a palate cleanse with this week's presentation. And, you know, give it to somebody who came on the show for the first time and really understood what this is about. Okay, I always say in Fox Across America, I'm trying to give you the person behind the politics. Meaning you know where a lot of these people stand because you watch them on TV. So by the time you hear them on the radio, it's like, duh, you know, you agree with their positions, you don't agree with their positions. I'm trying to showcase what it is about them personally, okay, that influences their decision-making process and make everybody more relatable. So even if you don't agree with them, you can at least learn to like them or I don't know, maybe even hate them more. I don't care, one way or the other, but I'm trying to expose people because radio gives you, you know, 12, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to talk to people in a way that you can't talk to them on TV. TV is very much a smash and grab, you know? What do you got? Why do you got it? Hurry up. We got another guy coming up next. You know what I mean? It's a conversation that takes place with a picture of the next guy in the on-deck circle waiting. You know, you don't really get that much depth on TV the way you do on radio. It's my favorite thing about the medium. It's why I will never leave it, no matter how big of a TV star I become. And I don't mean like big as in famous. I mean big as in fat. Have you seen me lately? Wesley Hunt is a congressional candidate in the 38th District of Texas. He is an out-and-out blast to have on the radio. I've never met him. I have never talked to him. He didn't know anything about the show when he came on after his big night in the primaries. We just dove in and went. And man, oh boy, oh man, he was just so hilarious and so much fun and everything I want a politician to be, which is real and cool and, yeah, maybe filled up with a halfway decent idea or two. So without further ado, Wesley Hunt, come get your Fox Across America game ball. Byron Donalds comes by from Florida, tells us all the time he has the most swag, but he does contend that Greg Stubbe is the best dressed, but we always put out the rankings every time either one of them is on. Well, if this next guest gets elected to the 38th Congressional District of Texas, we might have to change the power rankings because the dude has some swag. Wesley Hunt is on the show. Hey, man.
How are you doing? You tell Byron I got double his swag.
Whoa, that's big. Yo, you don't know what you just started, Wesley Hunt. Come on, man.
You tell him I said that.
Whoa.
You tell him I said that.
That is, I mean, wow. You talk about activating the launch sequence. This is a big deal. Let me ask you this, Wesley Hunt, Mr. Dr. Swag over there. Are you picking out your own gear, or is the missus getting involved?
So this is kind of my thing. I've been picking out my own gear for a while. Oh. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we bring in and usher in a new party that understands swag, understands all this drip. And we want to make sure that we show the Democrats who's boss from a fashion standpoint and also a policy standpoint.
Whoa.
That's our goal.
Big talk is on the ballot in November, folks. Wow. All right. You got my attention, Hunt. Let's have this chat because I don't think the Democrats realize that we are the fun party. Like there's a lot more fun being had on the right where you're not trying to like cancel anybody or get rid of them. We're just out having a good time because I think in America, that was the whole hook is everybody wants to get in because this is the party. You know, if you're walking through a casino, you don't want to sit at the table where everybody's staring at their feet. You want the one where they're high fiving and, you know, tipping the waitress $100 bills. That's America.
Right.
Is it not?
Right.
That
absolutely is America. And if you look at you know, even some of my favorite comedians like Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. and I was actually on Joe Rogan's podcast as well.
There
these are guys that just like to have a good time and want to laugh and want to have fun. Mm-hmm. And we are the party of fun.
Yeah,
it's okay to poke fun. It's okay to have a good time with each other. It's the Democrats right now that want to cancel anything edgy that you might say, and I think that's why we're getting a lot of key influencers back to our side.
That's a great point. You know what I always laughed about the Chappelle thing is everybody like protesting. Yeah. Chappelle jokes. It's on Netflix, meaning it's on demand. You had to go out and demand to watch that content.
Right. He said, you had to go on Netflix and click my face.
Yes.
I didn't make you do that.
Yes.
You did it yourself.
You demanded it. And now I'm the bad guy. It's not right, Wesley Hunt. It's not right. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Well, let's get into it. Okay. You're down in Texas. It's the border's obviously out of control. We've got this battle between, you know, Governor Abbott and Eric Adams up here in New York. But shouldn't we just be fighting with Joe Biden for unsecuring it? I mean, isn't that the bigger issue here, is not bus trips, but border trips as a whole?
I think you are exactly right. And I think a lot of Democrats that are not in the Mexican border states have absolutely no idea. They have absolutely no perspective as to what's going on. Mm-hmm. But just over the course of the past year, we've had enough fentanyl to illegally cross our southern border to kill every American 5 times. And now, I don't know if you saw this story, but it's actually coming in the form of candy. Mm-hmm. So that means not only are we going to be killing adults, we're going to be killing children. This is because of Biden's this unwillingness to want to secure the border. Kamala Harris was made the border czar. And as a military guy, when you are put in charge of something, you got to be in charge of it. And the border czar hasn't even shown up to the border. This administration right now would rather add 87,000 more IRS agents than more border security agents. And that also goes to show you where their priorities are. Again, they are in the wrong place. They're on the wrong side of history. They are exposing themselves. And I think that's what's going to usher in one of the greatest red waves that we have seen in modern history.
Yeah, I do think it's coming. I feel the same way. Like, Kamala won't even go to an on-the-border restaurant, you know, like the Mexicans. She wouldn't go out. She stopped eating guacamole. Like, she won't even go to the restaurant.
She won't even go to a restaurant.
No, it's crazy. It's bad. We're talking to Wesley Hunt, the self-proclaimed future best-dressed man in Congress. It's a bold statement. I guess this is the kind of show where that's going to make headlines, just so you know. Let's talk about this, though, because you mentioned the expansion of the IRS. Okay, I think the biggest scam in history might be the fact the Democrats are yelling about this bill, which they're, you know, calling the greatest climate change bill in the history of this nation. But if climate change was such a big priority for the American people, why did they have to pass it under a different name?
I know, and they're talking about passing it under calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, when it actually doesn't do that. It literally kills the middle class in the name of climate change. And I'll refer to these people as basically the climate cartel, because they actually don't care about our well-being. They don't care about taxes. They don't care about gas prices. They don't care about inflation. They care about one agenda. But I'm going to tell you, being down here in Texas and being the energy congressman of the world, the future energy congressman of the world right here in Houston, Texas, I'm going to tell you that our industry is doing just what the climate cartel wants us to do. And we are reducing our carbon footprint every year because of natural gas and our clean and safe production of oil. And if we were to really talk about this and drill down as to how we get to the future abundant and economically feasible source of energy for the world, you're not going to get there without the oil and gas energy, without natural gas, and without us. And that's why we're seeing all these issues worldwide. And while we have all the resources right here in our country to solve them all, this administration refuses to acknowledge it. And their response is what? We need to pay more taxes. We need more IRS agents. I'm going to tell you, we don't have a tax revenue problem in this country. We have a spending problem in this country, and this administration has spent at least $2.3 trillion in just 1 year and a half. It's despicable, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
No, I agree with you on that one. It drives me crazy, man, because there's no way to expand the size of the IRS and not increase the amount of middle-class audits. That's what these agents do. You know, the analogy
exactly.
I always make is if I come home and my son has 87,000 red Solo cups, I assume he was planning a keg party. I assume there was going to be a party at my house while I was gone. No,
I think maybe, just maybe, he might be playing some flip cup.
Yeah, a little something. Did you see your energy secretary tell people that they just need to put solar panels on their house? Because to me, again, that speaks to somebody who doesn't get it. If you don't have money to pay the electric bill, you don't have money for solar panels. You know, I can't. If my buddy says he's having a hard time getting a date, and I respond with, "Dude, just ask out Cindy Crawford," that's not a real solution.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, and you know what's really interesting is that honestly there are a lot of just hardworking American people that just don't make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's talking about just go buy solar panels. First of all, get to be able to afford a home.
Thank you.
The prices of home have gone through the roof. Mm-hmm. Our mortgage rates are going through the roof because of this administration. And so this always goes to talk about just how tone deaf they are. Oh, look, if you can't afford gas, go buy an EV. Mm-hmm. The average cost of an EV is $68,000. That price tag is more than what the average family of four makes, the median average family of four makes in this country. Let's put that in perspective. And these are supposed to be the party of the people, the party of minorities, the party million black and brown people. And the only thing that they are doing is hurting those that fit right in that middle-class socioeconomic region. And that thing, that's the other reason why that the Republican Party right now has become the party of the people, because we understand that we have got to make things more affordable, not just for the rich, not just for the lower class, but for everyone.
Amazing.
Everybody in America has got to be able to live better, and good policies provide that for all of us.
No, I'm with you, man. Wesley Hunt is on the line. He's a candidate for the United States House of Representatives in the 38th Congressional District of Texas. And there's one other thing I have to throw at you about your campaign that jumped out at me. I was a little nervous because I saw you were out in Iowa. And it was a risky. That's not the part that made me nervous. Iowa's great, but you got on the grill and flipped burgers in Iowa. Now I can tell you, as a Texan, you're putting a lot on the line there, because if you don't know how to work a grill in Texas, your campaign is over, dude. You know, you have to know that. So I'm assuming like your grill game is on point. Is that fair?
My dad is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army. Mm-hmm. My sister is a West Point graduate. My brother's a West Point graduate. I'm a West Point graduate. And when you come from a family that has 60 years worth of service, that loves the American way, and we're all from Texas, the one thing we can all do is work a grill. I can guarantee you that.
Well, because I always, whenever I see someone running for office get near a grill or like a beer, you always get these cringy, inauthentic moments. Like we had the woman who's running for re-election as our governor in New York took a picture where she's holding a spatula the wrong way and the grill isn't lit.
Terrible.
And it, yeah, again, terrible. Everyone threw the challenge flag at the same time. It was crazy. But the minute, I'm not kidding, the minute I saw the video on your feed, I'm like, oh God, no, God, no, God, no. But you did stick the landing. So I just want to give you credit for that.
Now. This is
important, because if you're going to be the swag master of Congress, you got to be able to work a grill, Wesley Hunt. I'm telling you because I care.
I love it.
That's all. Well, we'll do
it. But also, I would say this too. Mm-hmm. My wife is born and raised in Iowa, so Ooh. I go to Iowa at least 3 times a year anyway, just to visit my in-laws.
Wow.
And so it was actually really, really fun for me to actually go visit my wife's little stomping grounds, go see the Iowa State Fair. She's been a lot when she was a kid.
Yep.
I got to take my little girls to it. It was absolutely a great experience. If you haven't been, I highly recommend it.
Oh, no, it's great. And you can get, literally deep fried anything. They will deep fry a pair of Nikes and let you eat them at the Iowa State Fair. Get anything.
You're not lying.
Anything. And you know what? Here's a newsflash. It'll be delicious. Those will be the best Jordan 2s you've ever eaten in your life. They'll be great.
I'm a Jordan 11 fan, personally.
All right.
But the 2s are nice, too.
Listen, yeah. You're flexing a lot of knowledge on the show, Wesley Hunt, okay? You've started enough battles without us getting into sneaker warfare. This was excellent. Let's do it again soon before you've added more enemies to the list.
Man,
okay, my man?
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for your support. Any information for me, it's at wesleyfortexas.com. I really would love your help to help us usher in this next red wave. It's a great time to be an American. It's a great time for us to shift this pendulum back to normalcy and to pro-American values.
Damn
Thank
right.
You for having me on.
And if he wins, he's going to give everyone fashion advice, right? Is that a campaign promise? Let's go.
Done.
Make America swag again. There it goes. Wesley Hunt. I'll talk to you soon, man. Be well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You too, my man. There he goes. The great Wesley Hunt. Hey, hey, hey. There it is. It's over. He did it. Thanks for checking in this week. It was a hell of a wild week. Everybody was fantastic. We have a big week coming up on TV. I'm going to be on America's Newsroom Monday. I'm going to be on The 5 on a weekday for the first time ever. I'm usually only on the holidays. I'm like the fancy plates they only bring out for company, but it'll be a regular day at the house. So definitely check that out as well. Enjoy the heck out of the rest of your weekend. Lord knows I will. And I will see everybody back here on Monday.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.